Okay, today we're going to do Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis of Maseches Sota. We're holding on the top of Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis. So the Gemara had said that the Mishnah had said rather Umakos Prushin, that among those who are Mevali Olam are Makos Prushin. So what does that mean exactly? Tana Rabbanan Shiva Prushin Hain. There are seven that are Prushin, that their Prishus doesn't really do anything. Prushichmi, Prush Nakofi, Prush Kizoi, Prush Meduchya, Prush Macho Vasivet. Sana, parush me ava, parush me yira. So we're going to explain each of these. Parush shichmi zel osamaisa shchem. That's someone who does things for his own benefit so that other people will honor him and not l'shem shemayim, like the people of Shchem who got themselves bris milas for their own benefit but not l'shem shemayim. Parush nakafi zeh hamanakef esraglev. That's someone who goes, you know, like he's very humble and, you know, the bent posture, and he doesn't lift up his feet from the ground when he walks, and because of that he keeps and stumbling on rocks, but it's just all a false anivus. Parish kazai, Amar of Nachum Yitzchak, zehamekes dam laksalim. Someone who makes it as if he's constantly closing his eyes because the chas shom doesn't want to look at a woman, so he's closing his eyes in the street and he keeps bumping into walls, but he's just putting on a show. Parish meduchya, Amar of Barshila, demeshapeya ki meduchya. That he goes with a bent over posture like a maducha, which is bent over one, to show what an anav he is. Parish machu vasi ve'es. So the Gemara understands that this means, tell me what I have to do so that I will do it. So that's a little bit difficult, because hamal yusahi, isn't that a good thing, that if a person doesn't know the halacha, he says, please teach me so I can do right? No, he says, what else can I do that I haven't already done? Meaning, I've already accomplished everything in the world. Parish me'ava, parish me'yira, someone who's parish because he loves the schar of mitzvos, or because he's afraid of the onesh, and that's not really what Ava and Yira is supposed to be. Ava is supposed to be love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then ultimately the reward will come, but that shouldn't be a person's primary intention. Amalei Abaye v'Rava l'tana. Abaye and Rava said to the one who taught Mishnayos and Brisos, lo tisni parash me'ava, parash me'ira, don't list among those things that are bad a parash me'ava and parash me'ira, because if you can't bring yourself to learn and to daven l'shma, do it shalol lishma anyway. It's a good thing to do it shalol lishma, because ultimately, if you start doing it shalol lishma, ultimately you'll be doing it lishma. Amar of Nachum Bar Yitzchak, dimitamra mitamra. That which is hidden from people is hidden. Udimigalia migalia, and that which is revealed is revealed. Beidina rabbi lispara mehani dechafu gundi. But the basin agadol, meaning the basin up there, everything is known. There's nothing hidden to the basin up there, and they'll get paid back from people who act like they're big tzaddikim, but really are not. Amrla Yanei Malka LeDebesei. Yanei HaMelech told his wife when he was about to die, and she was afraid that maybe after he died, the other Chachmei Yisrael are gonna take away their Malchus, or the Chachmei Yisrael will take away their Malchus. So he said to her, Al Tisyari Min HaPrushin, don't be afraid of those people, those Chachmei Yisrael, that they're tzaddikim, and they're not gonna do anything bad to you because they're actually tzaddikim. V'lomi Mishen HaPrushin, and don't be afraid of people who don't act with any sort of precious, because that's my chevra, you know, I'm amongst those guys, the Rishaim. Eliminat Svuin Shedom on the Prushin. The people who you have to be most concerned about are the people who pretend to be Prushin. Shemasein Kamasa Zimri, Umavakshan Schar Kapinchas. That they act like Zimri, but they look for Schar like Pinchas. The main point over here is very clear. This entire Amud was about the idea that the worst and most dangerous kind of people are the people who act like tzaddikim, when in reality there's not a Lashem Shemayim bone in their entire body. Says the Mishnah now, new Mishnah here on the bottom of Chaf Beis Amud Beis. So the previous Mishnah said that if a sota has a zchus, it could protect her from suffering the pranus, and depending how big the zchus, that's how long the protection will be. Reb Shimon Omer, ein zchus tola b'mayim amarin. That zchus doesn't help. V'ma tomer zchus tola b'mayim amarin, madchata samayim b'fnei kol anashim ha-shosos. And if the zchus would help, then there's no point in the mayim amarin, because and no one would ever admit to doing wrong, because motziat ha-shem ra alatoh. Haros, and not only that, it's going to be Motzi Shemra on people who are genuinely innocent, Shashasu, who drank the Mayamarim. Because when people see that she doesn't die, they're not going to say she's innocent. You know what they're going to say? Sha'omrim, Tameo Sein, Elishat Al-Zulan Zuchos. She must have had some Zuchos, but really she's guilty of doing something terrible. Rebbe Omar, Zuchos Talib Mayamarim, that Zuchos does help for Mayamarim, Ve'ina Yoledes, Ve'ina Mishabachas. And she's not going to, but she's not going to have blessing right away. She's not going to get better. El misnavna v'holeches. She'll slowly deteriorate. L'sofi mesa b'osamisa. And she will ultimately die from imploding. It will just be a much slower implosion. So no one is going to think when a woman is innocent that she's in fact guilty and just has a zechus, because it's an entirely different reaction that she has. Nit meis minchasa. If the sotas mincha becomes tamei, ad shelo kitcha b'kli harei k'kala menachos. If it's before it was mekudesh in the kli, it's like every other mincha v'tipada, and you have to redeem it for money. V'im yishakatcha b'kli, if it's after it was already kadosh in the kli, then that harei k'kala menachos v'tisaref. Then it's like every other mincha that become kadosh in the kli shareis, and it has to get burnt. V'elu shemincha in the srafos. The following are those whose karbanos mincha have to be burnt. Ha'omeres tamei anilach, a woman who says that she in fact is guilty, or or we know from Edim that she's Tamei. So a woman who refuses to drink, so the husband doesn't want to give her to drink, or if the husband slept with her on the road on the way to the Beis HaMikdash. In all of those cases, we burn her Karban Mincha. So we're going to do something we don't normally do. We're going to stop right in the middle of the Mishnah, and Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll continue with V'kala Nesuos the Kohanim. Be'ez Hashem.